looking at the crisis that brought about the closing of the school is similar to reading that book called The Tipping Point, where trends were in place, business practices had been continued for a long time that reached a point where things were unsustainable. The point of closure came when there was no longer cash to service the debt of the school. You know, to develop an institution like that in Sitka, in territorial Alaska, took a lot of savvy and hard work. And so for 125 years, the institution had been developing. In recent years, the finances sort of spun out of control. Situation the Board of Trustees faced in 2005 and 6 and 7 was a debt load that was just unserviceable. So in the spring of 2007, we thought we had a finance package put together that would allow for the restructuring of the school financially in a way that would keep us open. And when that package fell apart, there was no alternative but to close.
And the debt burden that's commonly quoted is $12
million. $12 million is a nice round number, and we've addressed about half of that now.
All right. Let's talk about the trustees a little bit and the trustees meeting with Jeffrey Bullock from Dubuque back in the fall and this idea of a plan of transformation. What kind of progress has been made on the plan, and how are the trustees feeling about it?
The conversation with the University of Dubuque goes back many months before the visit of Jeffrey Bullock to our campus here recently. Actually, I've known Jeffrey Bullock for a number of years, and when I was chair of the board, there were times when I called President Bullock to get his opinion and guidance on various things in the world of higher education. The interest between Dubuque and SJ, and particularly of us being able to convey the campus to the University of Dubuque, has been under discussion for perhaps a year and a half. And exploring, gathering more information, seeing what made sense from the University of Dubuque side, what was possible from the Sheldon Jackson side. I think where we are now is that the University of Dubuque is seeking to determine whether educationally it makes sense for them to locate programs here and whether it can be done in a way that is economically sustainable. On the Sheldon Jackson side, you know, our board is determined to, one, settle the debts of the school, and two, convey the campus in a usable way to some entity that can use it for education that is consistent with the historic mission of the school. So on our side, I think we're about halfway there on the debts. The mission of Sheldon Jackson seems to run in such parallel ways to the history and mission of the University of Dubuque that we're very happy with this relationship and certainly hope that it comes to fruition. And we look to ongoing and intensifying talks with the University of Dubuque.
And the plan itself, did that ever materialize as a document, or is that still just a conversation?
No, there's not a document. What we've said over and over again, and as has President Bullock, is that the University of Dubuque is not going to assume or buy out the debt of Sheldon Jackson College, because the University of Dubuque has had its own history of transformation, and they are noted in the world of higher education for delivering a wonderful educational product, but in an economically sustainable way. And their achievements of the past decade are one of the things that gives confidence to the Board of Trustees at Sheldon Jackson. And on our side, we need to put to bed a lot of unfinished business here so that what we would like to do is convey the campus to the University of Dubuque, but with no strings attached and with as little freight as possible.